This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal.
So you're at work. You need a break. Maybe you're a little bit hungry, but really you only want a snack. And besides, you don't want to spend more than maybe a couple of bucks. Enter the vending machine. They've actually been around, vending machines, since the 1800s. But here in 2024, vending machines, or the business of them, to be clear, have become something of a side hustle. Joe Pinsker wrote about it in the Wall Street Journal the other day. Joe, welcome to the program. Good to have you on.
Thanks for having me.
So were I looking for a side hustle in vending machines, about which we can talk more as to the why in a minute, how would I go about it?
That is a good question. The formula is pretty simple. You can go online, maybe Facebook Marketplace, maybe Craigslist, find a used vending machine. Maybe you'll spend $1,000, $2,000 on it, and then start going to Costco or Sam's Club or sort of your warehouse store of choice. Buy a bunch of soda and snacks at sort of lower per unit prices. Double those prices when you stick them in a machine, and find a place to put the machine. And ideally, as passersby encounter your machine, they give you some money.
So that all sounds great, except, and this gets to the why thing, people looking for, you know, extra income, sort of passive income. Every now and then it works out well, as related in your piece, but a lot of times it kind of doesn't.
Yeah, yeah. Many people were enthusiastic about vending machines as a way of making money, and it's going great for them. But there are plenty of other people who have really struggled with this. I spoke with a couple from rural Alabama who had spent a significant chunk of their year 2023 trying to get their vending machine business off the ground. They had to sort of buy this used vending machine and then repair it and stay up till 2 a.m. trying to, you know, get it in working order. And they ended up sticking it in a gym. And at the moment, it's currently making them about $30 a week, which is really not much and not nearly enough to recoup the cost of the original investment.
Not to be underestimated is the amount of work it takes to find these things, move these things. They weigh 800 plus pounds, I think you said in the piece. Keep them stocked, deal with cleaning the money. Money is very dirty, as we all know. It's not find it and leave it and forget it, right?
Yeah, yeah. And this is where the term passive income gets so interesting. I think there is a mushiness to the phrase that people end up using it. A lot of the ideas that are thrown around are hardly passive. I mean, to go back to that couple that I was talking about from Alabama, you referenced the sort of 800-pound weight of these machines. At one point, the two of them were struggling to like wrangle this machine into a U-Haul that they rented. And just to zoom out from that specific scene for a moment, that is the opposite of passive. That is about as active as it gets, trying to get hundreds of pounds of metal and electronics into a truck.
Okay, so as you have reported this piece, and you are now steeped in the side hustle of vending machines, I don't know how often you go into the Wall Street Journal's offices, but do they have one there?
Oh, man, I wish I could answer that, but I'm a fully remote worker, and I have not seen one on my visits, but don't rule it out.
All right, so let me ask you the same question sideways. When you go out and you see a vending machine now, do you think differently about it? Because I'm going to. We used to have them here at Marketplace, and then sort of two-thirds of the way through the pandemic, the company that runs them pulled them out and said, nobody's coming. And I'm like, yeah, nobody's coming.
Yeah, no, I it absolutely has changed the way I look at vending machines. I hadn't, first of all, thought very much about them to begin with, but I had assumed that there was this kind of orderly, streamlined operation, some sort of centralized entity that was, you know, Vending Machine Corp. And they were the ones handling all the vending machines. And what blew my mind about this story, and I've just sort of loved talking with all the everyday people involved with it, is just how homespun of an operation this is. I mean, now I see a vending machine at a, you know, in a grocery store parking lot, and I think my next door neighbor might own that machine. Mm-hmm. This is just something that everyday people can do, and lots of them do it. So that's what changed for me.
Joe Pinsker at the Wall Street Journal. Thanks for your time, Joe. I appreciate it.
Hey, thank you for having me.